AP News. I'm Ed Donoghue. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is saying no to a ceasefire in the war with Hamas in the Gaza Strip. In Israel, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is talking about a humanitarian pause in Gaza.
By arrangements on the ground that increase security for civilians and permit the more effective and sustained delivery of humanitarian assistance. That was an important area of discussion today with Israeli leaders.
There is fighting along the border with Lebanon involving Hezbollah. The leader of the Iran-backed militant group stoked fears the fighting could widen by promising more attacks along the Lebanon border. President Biden travels to Maine. 18 people there were killed in the state's deadliest mass shooting. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
In Lewiston, the president and first lady will meet with victims' families and first responders, a familiar script for what spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre calls an unfortunately common scenario.
This type of trip by the president has become too familiar.
Too many visits to communities ripped apart by gun violence.
We can't accept it as normal.
Jean-Pierre says the president will again demand Congress ban assault weapons, enact the universal background checks, and take other steps to stem what the White House calls an epidemic. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The government says job growth slowed last month. Only 150,000 jobs were added. Eric Trump is back on the stand in New York to testify in the civil fraud trial, accusing his father, former President Donald Trump, of exaggerating his wealth and the value of his assets to deceive banks and insurers. A new University of Chicago Harris School of Public Policy AP NORC poll shows most adults say artificial intelligence tools will increase misinformation in the 2024 presidential election. The sentiments are supported by majorities of Republicans and Democrats. This is AP News. Iran sentenced a woman to death for adultery.
The report in state media says the woman's husband contacted police last year when he found her with another man at their home. The husband discovered from surveillance cameras that she was having relations with other men, according to the report. Iran is under international pressure for how often people are condemned to death. Just this week, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Iran was executing people at what he called an alarming rate. He said more than 400 people were sentenced to death just in the first 7 months of the year, a 30% increase from the same time a year ago. I'm Rita Foley.
A Dubai-based television network broadcasting across the Middle East cut substantial portions of an episode of HBO's Last Week Tonight with John Oliver over references to Saudi Arabia's crown prince being implicated in the 2018 killing of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. I'm Ed Donoghue, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.